not feel anything other than disappointment with the performance and the result, to be honest. The last couple of games at home, we've come out expecting it to happen without making it happen, and we paid the price against Billericay. We went 1-0 down in the lacklustre first half against Billericay, and we gave them two goals today. Although we came out with all guns firing in the second half, you can't hope to keep giving people goals and two goal starts and get away with it. Although their goalkeeper pulled off two or three wonder saves, we have to look at ourselves and say that we've got to do better than that if we're to win the playoffs.
Is it more questions than answers regarding selection for the playoffs now?
Yeah, it certainly is. Normally by this stage of the season you've got a rough idea of your best starting 11, and I need to consolidate that as soon as I can. Even the starting formation is open to contention, because we seem to perform a little better with three up front, and we seem to perform a little bit better away from home at the moment. Maybe that's not the end of the world if we ain't got a few games.
Mr. McDonald must have increased his chances of playing. He made a bit of an impact in the second half.
Well, he certainly got three or four good efforts on target and worked the goalie, which, you know, it's very difficult. The three boys who started the first half, Buchanan, Cumbers and Rose, have done fantastically well over the last couple of weeks. They've really made a difference to us. Young players tend to blow a little hot and cold, and I don't think we were probably the only victims today of the pre-playoff blues. I think I've been in this position before, and the games prior to the playoffs tend to be lacklustre affairs, and they bear no resemblance over the cup finals that we're about to play. I've said to the players that for once, instead of teams coming down here in the playoffs thinking it's their cup final, it'll be our cup final as well. So I don't think the motivation will come into account. What I do think is I need to get my team selection right, and if I do that, I think we're good enough to win it.
Will age have a factor? I mean, you've got quite a young side there. The fellas
yeah,
have been around.
I've got experience one end, and I've got youngsters at the other, and there are times, to be honest, when I think, yeah, great, that's the formation, that's the balance, right? And then the following week is followed up by a pretty poor display. Tends to happen when you have younger players. I hope to have Jason Goodliff back, and that was Luke Gerrard's first game. Took him a while to get going. It's taking Mainey a while to get going. It's about team selection from now to the playoffs.
Any new injury worries on the bottom tonight?
No, nothing at all, which is good news. In a perfect world, if we won today, I could have juggled with Hornchurch, but I've got to try and get settled as soon as I can. The only thing I would say with Hornchurch, because it's Saturday, Tuesday, and the playoff Tuesday, whether I'll risk certain players is debatable.
I was going to say, is that a help or a hindrance it coming so quickly upon you after the season or that?
Well, to be honest, you know, we've had Saturday games, so we can't complain, and I've got a big enough squad, so there'll be no complaints this end. If we get it wrong, it'll be because I've got it wrong.
That's very done. Thank you very much, Terry.
Lovely. Thank you.
Cheers.